Residents of West Lagos Zone 4 are appealing to authorities for the provision of a culvert to seal an abandoned trench a contractor has left open for some months now. The 3-meter-wide and 4-meter-deep open trench has caused serious damage to walls, forced two schools to be closed, while it is also posing a grave threat to the inhabitants, especially children. Last week's rains in the capital made matters worse for the area. This is how they summed up their frustrations.
The contractor who came here brought his excavator, dug the gutter to a point, and then left. We told him that if the culvert are not ready, because this is a rainy season, it should not touch the area. But he refused and continued to work on it. About 3 months ago, he left the site. He brought an excavator, he brought a concrete mixer, he left the site. We don't see him. Should anything happen, all this wall will fall down. If the contractor cannot do the work, they should get a new contractor to come and complete the work. That's all they're looking for. And run away from the work. It's affecting us greatly. We don't have peace. We are asking the authorities to come to our aid and make sure that this culvert is put in and then the place is safe for us. The diameter is 3 meters down, about 4 meters wide. If we cannot live in this area with children, there's no caution tape to tell us that there's a danger here. We want something to be done immediately.
I'm appealing to the government to ask the contractor to come back to either put the culverts down or do something about it, because we can't live in our house like this. Difficult getting into our houses with our cars. We have got kids home. Going out is a problem. All the water from Legon coming down, it's like the culvert that was constructed initially, it's halfway blocked. Water can't go. So all the water coming is settles right here, and it bleeds mosquitoes, which is very harmful to humans' health.
Most of the boys are more quiet culverts at the above the chair, but up to now, I'm more quiet. I'm near a coso. I also inquire our house is stretching now. More to now, Utimus excuse me, and you know, stretching so. And you know, your hobby bray, I want to craft also how move free film pay. You're casting in a double thing because of winning, you know, and you don't have a pee in a brain. Even correcting kitchen crop on the issue, say, if your father is probably not forgotten. I have to say, say, abandoning my contract and his co, say, one more contract and his can no may ya. Omotion or monk has a mind, no may add any money.
Residents of West Lagos Zone 4, meanwhile, the project engineer Wilson Mesepe has been explaining to Radio Ghana the delay on the release of the funds to complete the project.
They had the opportunity to wait for mobilization, but he said he would like to go ahead by the time the mobilization camp would have finished with the excavation and only to continue. But unfortunately, the mobilization has delayed in coming. We have to get the release from finance. We got the release. It went to the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing. Check has been issued, but the Bank of Ghana has to clear the check. This is what is holding them up now. As soon as the check is cleared, they will get their monies and they will continue the job. Money not coming is not the fault of the contractor. The contractor has put in the necessary forms and so on for the mobilization. It is just because the mobilization has not yet been released. You see, this is why there is that delay. The option was his to either wait for the mobilization before he starts work, or if he had the resources, he could have continued the job until mobilization comes and he is paid. I actually have also been putting pressure on the contractor to go and look for money from somewhere else. They need the drain so much, and we did part of it this year too. We are continuing. We'll not be able to finish the whole stretch this year. Next year before, we'll be able to finish.
Project engineer, West Lagos Zone 4, Wise Ametepe.